1-800-273-8114. Or you can visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our General Overseer and Founders, Bishop Elbert Mulberry and Annie Mulberry. Come worship with God's great body of people and be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again the same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
In my life. 21 should be on that screen, but you can read verse 14 all the way to 21. But we're going to read 20 and 21. Amen. It's on our screen. Amen. Let's read. No. Keep standing. Y'all were kind of slow on this. Read this with power. We got it on the screen. I know y'all can see that. Those who can't stand, let's, amen. Let's 20 again. Let's read. I'm kind of hosed, but y'all got some. Let's read. His disciples are with him. Peter, James, and John, too, was a transfiguration. And here it is that when he came down from the mountain, we see that he faced something that the other nine could not handle. It's right in the Bible. First thing we see in verse 14, we see a disrupted father. Right here, dissatisfied father. Why? Because he came to the nine for help and couldn't find no help. Desperated father, he had brought his demonized son to the nine disciples, begging them. The Bible says begging them. He begged them to deliver him. But but he could not. The man was helpless. And then I'm afraid this year that ought to teach us something, that no devil gonna move by no words. Sometimes you got to fast and pray. Y'all gonna talk back to me? Amen. Can y'all hear me?
All right.
I couldn't hear me. I'm gonna do something working. It's very important that you never know what you're gonna come against. And here this desperate father, he brought his son to the nine disciples. He brought him to the church, and he could not help him. It's right there. They couldn't get no help. And they said, the church ought to be the hospital. You and I are Jesus' disciples. You got to be careful how you wear a cross. And there's nothing behind that. Because Jesus is looking for somebody who's going to stand on the word of God. Who's going to be true to the word of God. While they were doing that, the scribe had noticed their failure. And was using it as a reason to argue while the disciples was defending themselves. Huh? And the scribes were accusing them. Look at y'all. Y'all don't have no power. Nine of y'all can't do nothing. Look at y'all. They're picking at them. They're torturing them. It's in the Bible. And while they're arguing and cutting up, the demon was killing the boy. It's right there. Killing the boy. There was a spiritual need that needed to be met. That's a spiritual need. And I wonder, son, when people come here for help, can we really help them? They come to the hospital. The church is the hospital where they come to meet their needs. And those of us who say that we're spiritually filled with the Holy Ghost, not baptized, and sometimes the people leave hurt worse than they came because of no faith. No faith. The disciples, look right here, could not help the man. That's it. Verse 14 saying, when they were coming to the multitude that came to him, a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son. Look at him, huh? He asks for mercy, but the disciples could not help him. They had the power, but they didn't have the faith. Look at it right there, my brother and sister, huh? The disciples could not help the man. They had the power, but not the faith. And you go back to Matthew 10 and 1, Jesus had already given this power and authority. He said, Matthew 10 and 1, say, when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirit. Do y'all see that in your Bible? To cast them out. To heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. What happened? He gave it to them. Something happened down the way. Amen? They had Jesus gave it to them. He ordained them. He gave them his power over evil spirit, over sickness, and here this man come for help. Couldn't get no help. Not one, but nine disciples. And I wonder what they were saying when they were praying. I wonder word they were saying, because whatever it is, the demon didn't move. Huh? Look at the boy's condition. The boy was he had epilepsy. He was a lunatic. He was so vexed. The father said he oftentimes fall into the fire, oftentimes into the water. The boy had a problem. He had a serious problem, huh? He was suicidal. Very vexed, huh? Falling to. He was a numble. Falling to the fire. What kind of child is this? A child that is possessed with evil spirit. Huh? Don't get too comfortable. Because sometimes you look at your children, they may be going through the same thing. They're vexed with something. They're not the same. And that's why parents, we got to learn to pray hard. And not just pray, we got to learn to fast. And not only that, I do believe that whenever you have a child, you ought to dedicate them back to the Lord. Give them back to Jesus. That way Jesus can bless that child. But we wait so long, and we don't know what can occur there. The boy had a serious condition. He was messed up. Fall into the water. Mark said he foamed at the mouth. Can you imagine your child falling into the fire or the water, and you can't do nothing? You can't help him? You got to watch him 24/7? Huh? That's serious. Huh? Without control of his body, he was controlled by a demon. Huh? The disciples there could not help this man. Huh? And he said the boy was on the mercy of the demon. But the father said something. He said, I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. I didn't know the place to go. Nowhere else to go but to the church. Nowhere else to go but to your disciples. And I wonder, were the disciples mad because Jesus left those 9 here and took the other 3 with him in the mountain? I don't know. But whatever it is, they could not perform what Jesus gave them authority over. The Father could not help him. The disciples had been helpless to do anything because of no faith. The man told Jesus, I brought him to the disciples, and they could not cure him. That's why you have to be careful who you go to for prayer. You'll miss the boat. Quit running to everybody to pray on you and pray for you. Get this thing on. Let me say it again. Be careful who you run to everybody to pray on you and pray for you. Quit running through line, prayer line, that's lined up from here to the road for them to touch you. You might fall out, but it's not real. There's no faith behind it. It's got power, but no faith. Something wrong with that picture. Now, you do what you want to do, but you got to be careful. Everybody don't have the faith. They act like they got the power because they got some fancy word they use, you know, but there's no faith behind that. Nothing behind that. Huh? Let me tell you something, my brother. They couldn't help it. He's helpless. Couldn't do nothing. Huh? The disciples had been helpless to do anything for the man. Couldn't help the man, huh? They was careless, see, huh? They could not cure him. That's why you got to be careful. They had the power, but not the faith. That God can turn things around. Do you believe God can turn things around? You got to have faith that he can turn things around. Amen. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all. This may not be no jumping and shouting message this morning. That what y'all looking for? Maybe that's why y'all so quiet. You know, but that's okay. You need to teach y'all something. Because some of y'all are dealing with demons right now. reason why you can't get rid of it, because you don't know how to fast and pray. Amen. Ain't no devil gonna move by no words. You got to fast and pray. Amen. You got to empty yourself and let God come in. God can turn things around. Huh? Ain't no devil going to move just by no words. Jesus was on the mountaintop, but he left the 9 down here for them to take care of business, and they couldn't do it. Look at right there. Verse 17. Look at a frustrated Savior. Verse 17. Then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverted generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me." Jesus is frustrated. The Father told him, "I brought him to your disciples. They couldn't do nothing. They couldn't kill him. So I brought him to you." Jesus is frustrated. And I believe the Lord gets frustrated with us. Because sometimes we need to take off our shirt and tie, our suit and our hat. You know, because we ain't doing nothing. We got power, but we ain't got no faith. Jesus is frustrated. Not only frustrated, he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed. It's just like, why should all my ministry in the church have to wait for me to pray with them? And they should have power to pray for themselves. Y'all missed that. I got deacons. I got deaconess. I got missionary. I got choir members. I got ushers. I got secretary. I got all of that. What the point of me teaching you? When you go through something, you got to call pastor. Let's wait till pastor come because he's doing it. No, no, no. You ought to be able to pray. Whatever going on, you ought to be praying. Destroy that yoke. Break that yoke. You don't believe me? Y'all need to come upon Wednesday morning with the mission. Hear the mission, be binding, rebuking the devil. Amen. These women being here, they be binding, rebuking. Amen. Not only them, but the other women, be 15, 20 of them in here. I sneak in here and I hear them praying. I hear them teaching. Amen. And I say, "Lord, thank you, because I don't have to hold their hand. I don't have to guide them. You have been taught. But when you got to guide them, something wrong with that picture." Uh-oh. Y'all mad. Y'all don't want to say nothing. What did you get in the ministry that I got to hold your hand? You ought to be able to stand on your own and show the devil we've been taught the word of God. How embarrassing it is. Jesus was embarrassed. The disciples had the organ, scribe, the native father, the son. He said, "O faithless and perverted generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I hold your hand?" Look at here, huh? The 9 should have been able to cast out the demon. He gave them power. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. Everybody want to be ministers. Everybody want to preach, but nobody want to have the faith. Everybody want to be ministers. They want to preach. They want to come up here, but nobody want to keep the faith. Your greatest ministry is out there, not in here. You come in here to get taught. I wish I had some help in here. You're going to meet some people out there who need to know, who don't know Jesus, who go through something, that you be able to pray with them. Talk to them. But you got to be prayed up. I think what's our problem, we let our guards down. We don't spend no time in the word of God. Am I in here by myself? After Sunday, most people close the Bible. They don't open it up until Sunday morning. That's why the devil mess with you. Amen. We don't fast and pray. You know, you study cussing me out. who Reverend Banky, John Banky is. I ain't got time for that. That's your business. You ain't got time for it. Some people want to do it. That's to help you. Not me. To help you in your walk with God. If you can't do it, you pray. Huh? Jesus was embarrassed. He was upset because he could not cast out the demon. From Matthew 10, 1 to 8, he gave them all that Jesus said, bring him to me. Says, y'all can't do nothing. Look at y'all. Bring him to me. What happened in verse 18 is right there. Jesus rebuked the devil and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that hour. Look at it. Jesus rebuked the devil, 18 and 20, out of the boy, and he departed out of him. Jesus didn't have to lay hands. All he did is spoke the living word, and the devil left. But you have to have authority, not only authority, you have to have faith. You got to believe in what you say. You can't rehearse no prayer. That's another thing. We try to rehearse prayer. We hear other people pray, and we want to pray like them. Boy, y'all quiet in here. It don't work that way. My prayer may not work for you, what I say. Your prayer may not work for me. You got to have your own prayer life. Only you know what you're going through. And the Lord knows what you're going through. Amen? If you really want to see somebody pray, let them get in trouble. Let something happen. Let something happen to the children. Let the doctor give you a bad report. You talking about you don't know how to pray? You pray then. It's too long of a gap on Monday when you hear bad report to come here on Sunday. You gonna sit at home from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to come here, Pastor Jones, I need your help. You better get down on prayer. You better pray. Huh? Because some things that only you know what you're going through in the Lord. The demon left him. After it left him, they asked Jesus a private question. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, man, why could not we cast him out? They put him on the side. Jesus, we want to know how come we couldn't do it, man. We did everything. Oh, we bind, rebuke, we cried. Devil ain't gonna move by you crying. Sometimes you gotta dry your tears and stand firm on the word of God. Amen. They asked why we couldn't cast him out. Jesus said, your unbelief. If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, huh? It's right there. Your unbelief. Look what he said, huh? Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible. Do you believe that? Nothing. Nothing can be done. Ain't nothing impossible with Jesus, but you got to believe. You got to have faith. You got to have faith. How many have been through some storm and some rain? And you have faith the Lord brought you out. Huh? Because you believed and you stood on the word of God. And the Lord brought you out. Hmm? Huh? Look, there is a difference between little faith and small faith. That's different. Little faith is weak. Hmm? or a lack of trust and confined in God's power and promise and doubt in God's ability. Little faith is doubt and wavering. Jesus said, if you have faith and doubt not, you can't doubt. You can't ask the Lord for something, then you turn around and you doubt it. Well, you know, I pray, but I don't know. It ain't happened yet. It ain't going to happen overnight. If you don't work it out today, you keep praying tomorrow. If you don't see a result tomorrow, keep praying for the next week. If don't happen next week, keep praying the next week. Don't happen next month, you keep praying. Don't happen the next year, you keep praying, huh? As long as you keep praying, God will open doors for you, huh? Doubt not, huh? You can say to this mountain, remove, and it will happen. You can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it. Healthy faith is anchored in Jesus Christ and his promise, huh? Look at small faith. Small faith is belief. Jesus compared faith to a mustard seed. It's not big, but boy, when you plant it, it grow big. It blow out. My daddy told us something one year. My brother and I, you know, he was planting some stuff, and he said, boys, don't y'all throw my seed anywhere. He said, I'm gonna find out. You know, we got tired planting, so we just, daddy wouldn't look, we just throw the seed, the receipt. A couple of weeks ago, Daddy was in the truck and passing. He said, look, my seeds y'all threw right there. What? Boy, they threw it up. He said, see, y'all lied to me. Y'all told me y'all planted all my seed. Look at all of them. Look at it right there. I mean, just as pretty. And Daddy passes the lick. Pow, pow. I told y'all lying to me. Look at it right there. Small, but grow big. And they come out. The smallest seed yet able to move mountain. Even the believer's smallest faith supply overwhelming power. Because we trust the word and his promise. You don't have to have no fine word. All you got to do is believe and have faith that it's going to happen. What are you praying for this year? What you having faith for? Only you know that. Only you know it, huh? And you say, nothing shall be impossible unto you. He is a God of impossible, able to move mountain and drive out demon. But you got to have faith. Amen. And can I tell you, quit going around. It's all right to ask people to pray for you, but you got to learn to pray for yourself. Only you know what you're going through. Little faith is lack of faith. But small faith is all the faith you need. A grain of mustard seed. It's right there in the Bible. And then Jesus told him, not only that, Jesus said, but I'm going to tell you something. He said, this kind goes not out but by prayer and fasting. Sometimes Jesus said, you got to give up something for something. Ain't no demon going to move. Sometimes you got to deny yourself. Jesus said, your lack of faith and their lack of prayer and fasting. My brothers and sisters, what's going on in this country today that our teachers how to pray and how to fast? You hear what I'm saying? Y'all missed the mark. All this stuff going on here that ought to make the church pray and fast. Y'all missed it again. All this stuff going on that ought to make you pray and fast. That ought to make you take out of your busy schedule. Because you know we busy. We busy. But you gotta take out your busy schedule and go down in prayer. Because sometime when you least expect it, that's where your strength comes from.